الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. With regard to wuzu, a few points, and those are common mistakes that we make, and we should be careful so that our wuzu is correct. The first is the washing of the hands. When we wash the hands, and you can see, like even when you're washing your hands before eating, and if you are, there are two things: if you are not careful, you are careless, and if you are careful, but sometimes you are in a hurry. It happens to everyone. Wuzu also, sometimes we in a hurry, it got late. So either when you are careless or when you are late, when you are rushing, these mistakes take place. Generally for us all, if we are careless, we always make these mistakes. Those who are careful, but when they are in a hurry, then these mistakes can take place. Like on one safar, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were making wudu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw that the heels are not being washed. On Safar at that occasion, they were not being washed, so he warned them, فَوَيْلُ لِلْإِقَابِ, that the heels must be also washed properly. So either if we are careless, we're not conscious, we're not careful, then we'll always be making this mistake. And those of us who are careful, who are conscious, but at the time when we are in a hurry especially, then we overlook this also. So washing the hands, you can even rub your own hands, you will see. When you wash, your thumb is being left out. You're just washing all the others, but the thumb is being left out. Like that, those who are making wuzu properly, they will wash it also. But when we're in a hurry, quickly you just did that, you'll see your thumb is left out. So that, and if any one to the extent of one hair is left dry, wuzu is not made. So we should be very careful in that. And then the next is, we should gargle also. And in gargling also, we should make gargara also. And that is that sound that comes out. And when you play with the water in your throat, and this is very, very effective for good health. The throat is one important place where if any infection is there, it will cause major illnesses. By this, 5 times a day if we make wudu, or at least 3 times a day, depending how long a person's wudu stay, or if he likes, which is very good, to make a fresh wudu for every namaz. And he makes his gargara 3 times. And that is, you lift up your head a bit and play with the water in your throat. The best disinfectant is water. Better than all other disinfectants, water is the best disinfectant. And therefore it has been prescribed. And 5 a day we disinfect ourselves, all the parts of the body. This is a great, great mercy of Allah Ta'ala upon us. The wuzu wasn't to make our life difficult. Where it is to make namaz permissible. You can't make namaz, you can't touch the Quran Sharif without wuzu. But besides that, immense, immense other benefits. وَأَطِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Be obedient to Allah and His Rasul. Obedience of Allah and His Rasul is not a burden for us. It's not to make life difficult. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. So that Allah's mercies can just flow over on you. If we do that, for our dunya's life also. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, if the kuffar don't bring iman also, but they practice on sunnah, they will get immense benefits of dunya. And just by practicing on the sunnahs, dunya's benefits are immense. But the actual object of itaat-e Rasul is the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. And in that also, one important point, Allah Ta'ala has explained it so beautifully. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. The first point is, you must have the love of Allah Ta'ala. If you have the love of Allah, Then fattabi'uni. Now how to gain the love of Allah? You must first have the love of Allah. If you have the love of Allah, then you are in the market to get Allah's love. If you don't have Allah's love, you're not even in the market to get Allah's love. It must start with you. You must have that inabati lillah, that desire. And for that, the easy way is to think of the ni'mats of Allah. How many favors of Allah. A person is always an insanu abdul ihsan. Insan is the slave of ihsan. And Allah's ihsanat, His favors upon us, upon everyone, His whole creation, innumerable. Nobody can ever encompass them in one favor of Allah. How many favors? So then your love for Allah will grow. When you get that love of Allah, then قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. Now to get the love of Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Now follow the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is the way you will get now the love of Allah. And then يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you now. And now when Allah will love you, He won't only love you, but your life that you spent in indifference, unmindfulness, sin, vice, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will forgive you your gunas. So the first thing is that we must find in ourselves that eagerness, that love. Then we are in the market to get the love of Allah Ta'ala. And in order now to get the love of Allah, make itaat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Allah is going to love you. And Allah will forgive all your gunas also. All your work will be done. Every ayat of the Quran has got a complete bayyinat. Every ayat and ayats together, when they discuss one subject, they are all bayyinat, giving us bayans. So, any so this wudu, so the one was that we must wash our hands properly, gharghara we must do properly. And then blowing of the nose, cleaning the nose is also very important. It isn't just making three times like that and that is finished. No, put the water and pull it in how much? And then blow your nose. That again, this is your filter system. If your filter is dirty, your machine is not going to function properly. It's going to malfunction. Your filter must be clean. And then the clean air, yeah, in this case, whether it's oil or any other substance, if your filter is correct, this filters all the air that goes through. And in the air, there are always dust particles. There are other things all the time. So, and you know that, and this is also Allah's ni'mat, that sometimes when we get a cold or a flu or something, in fact, our Hakim Yusuf, rahmatullah alayh, who was in Hekpuat, when he should see his patients, one particular thing he should ask them, do you sneeze or not? If you don't sneeze, he had his own sneezing powder, and he should give it to you so that you sneeze. If you don't sneeze, he said, you're on your way for a stroke. Because that sneezing, you are blowing out all the dirt from the system of yours. So after putting the water and you blow your nose, put your thumb on the left side and let the right side, everything come out. And then on this side and let everything come out. So blowing our nose properly, then there are hair inside. They are not just for no reason there. They are there to filter the air. And they collect the dust all the time. And when you blow your nose, you are now removing all that. You are cleaning your filter. Now again, pure, clean air can go easily. When it's all blocked up, you can't breathe properly also. So this is also a great ni'mat. So that also we should do properly. Allah give us tawfiq. We will carry on inshallah. With regard to our rozas, where Allah Ta'ala has said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, to the lovers of Allah. The believers are the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali translates, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, Ya ayyuha al-ashiqoon. Oh, the great lovers of Allah. And the people of Iman, their love is so great. You can't measure it. There are no measuring scales to measure. Because they are loving and they are believing in Allah without seeing Allah. They are believing in Allah's Nabi without seeing Allah's Nabi. Now are we all? They are believing in Jannah, Jahannam, the life of the qabr. They haven't seen it. And in fact, scientists try and prove things opposite to it. They just don't worry about all that. They say, you will, out of our way, we believe in Allah Ta'ala. So that, and the more stronger the iman, the more the love of Allah Ta'ala. So this one farmer working on his farm was walking. Shaitan came to him and told him that if I prove to you that Allah does not exist, will you accept it? He had his implement, some heavy thing. He said, I'll give you one shot with this. You don't even talk about this subject. My iman is finished. It's complete on Allah Ta'ala. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, if somebody claims to be a Nabi, and you just ask him, what is your proof you're a Nabi? You lose your iman. Because your iman, the finality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is the last and the final Nabi. So anyone who claims today to be a prophet, a Nabi, there is no question about it. Not that let us be objective, let us see, let us also see his arguments, let us see what he's got to say in so many things today. Imam Hassan Basri, Ibn Sirin, rahmatullah alayh, on one occasion, Ithna Ashariya, Shia, wanted to come to him, and he told his khadims that I want to meet Hazrat, and I just want to read one ayat. Hazrat told, chase him away. They say, then he said, I'm not going to say one word from my side. One Quran Sharif ayat only I'm going to read. Hazrat said, get rid of, chase him away. They did so, and then they asked Hazrat, but he was, he's the promise, he won't say one word. Hazrat said, the people of Batil, even in their words of Haq, there is zulmat and darkness in there. And the people of Haq, even if they speak, not Batil of course, but dunya's things, some necessities of dunya, there will be anwarat in there also. So therefore it is so important to see who we associate. Today we don't pay attention to this. We feel you can mix, listen to everyone's view. We go, and today on the cell phone, we are following so many things. One good friend of mine told me, he said that that certain things that come, just all funny stories about snakes and fights of the animals and all funny things. So he said, I just went on there. And so much of ghaflat, it just carries on. And then you get trapped into that. You don't realize. And in that whole process, how much of poisoning, they are poisoning you. You don't realize your mind is being poisoned. Your heart is being poisoned with all those things. So, and a person who just reads Quran Sharif, that person's mind is filled with the noor of Quran Sharif, who is reading hadith. So there is a, so this company that we keep, and also the food that we eat, two things that have a major effect on us. So we should be very careful. So Allah Ta'ala is addressing the believers, Ya Ayyuhal Ash, those who have got that iman, who accept Allah Ta'ala wholeheartedly, and every command, yes, verify this, is it Allah's command or not? Anyone can just tell you it is Allah's command, with that you can verify, but when you know it's Allah's command, now you accept it, hook, line and sinker. And today, unfortunately, when we're not doing this, we are accepting batil, hook, line and sinker. When we're not accepting Quran Sharif and the commands of Allah wholeheartedly, open-heartedly, then we have, the punishment is from Allah's side. Now you will accept batil, things which are impossible, people are accepting them. And yet we're claiming our iman with all that also. We can be doing interfaith also, and our iman is still intact. We can be mixing with other women also. It doesn't have an effect on us. In fact, we'll make a joke of those people who want to observe proper parda. We'll laugh at them. Once we were in Indonesia, and they took us to a girls' madrasa, so to speak to the girls there. So we went, and it was two big gates that were there at the madrasa. They opened the gates, and all the girls came out to welcome us. So I said, what is this? So they started laughing. They said, this student, they're coming to welcome you. What's wrong with you? They all are here to welcome you. And those girls, Indonesian people are built small normally. So you might think small girls, but they were grown-up girls. So then I told, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ. Then they understood and they chased them all. I told, go one side. So alhamdulillah, when they heard Quran Sharif, they accepted. But otherwise, as far as society is concerned, what's wrong with this? Nothing wrong. Is something wrong with you? That yeah, these they have come, they want to welcome you, and you refuse it. What's wrong with you? Today we are accepting the batil, hook, line, and sinker. Because the punishment is we're not accepting Quran Sharif, hook, line, and sinker. If we accept partially Quran Sharif, partially we'll accept this also. So Allah make it that we become those whom Allah has referred to, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. And also, Hadr Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that this is a great honor which only the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given, that they are addressed by Allah that you are people who got iman. Allah is giving you the title every time in about over 80 ayats in the Quran Sharif. Allah Ta'ala has said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. And He has given this title. And also He says, when you read this ayat in the Quran, realize that Allah is speaking to me directly. That, oh, you who have got iman, I'm speaking to you. You won't become a Nabi. Then that Allah speaks to you without Jibreel alayhi salam also. But what the honor that Allah Ta'ala Himself is speaking to you directly. And what a disgrace and what a sad thing that we pay no attention. When Allah is speaking to me directly, I'm reading Quran Sharif and I pay no attention. Even I'm a very good hafiz, I'm reading, but I'm not even thinking about Allah. I'm not even thinking that Allah is addressing me. And yet I'm a very good, I'm a jayyid hafiz. I read 10 suparas in my nawafil every day. But I don't pay any attention to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says that for these people of this iman, kutiba alaykum as-siyam, a very special favor I've done to you, that I've made rozas faras upon you. It is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Fasting, keeping of roza, saum is a great ni'mat, just like as we explained in wudu, to wash your hands, and the hands also, wudu also, we'll just go a bit back, whenever we want to eat also, when eating something, we have the hands become a bit greasy, oily with the food that we are eating. If you are eating dry things, like you are just eating, having tea and biscuits, then it's not necessary to wash hands. If you want to, you may wash also. But there it isn't necessary. But where your fingers get involved. And from there also we can see that to eat with the fingers. Today there are many good people, scholars, who also say that you must eat with the spoon and fork. Today, unfortunately, which direction we are going. And so to say, good people. Some say at least rice you must eat with a spoon. And good people, and they propagating this, that food you must, whereas the fact that you have to wash your hands is, why must you wash your fingers, your hands? Because you're going to eat with them. And you must eat with your fingers and your hands. Don't eat with this. One great Sheikh of Azhar, he visited India at one time. In the process he went to Darul Uloom Deoband, which was his objective also. And he met with Hazrat Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri, Rahmatullah Alayhi, and they had meals together. And Egyptians, by and large, all of them eat with spoon and fork, knife. That is their way, unfortunately. So he told Maulana also to eat, you also eat with a spoon and a fork. So Maulana was Maulana. Immediately he said, I am eating with a fork. And my fork is better than your fork. In four ways. And he made his finger, he said, isn't this a fork? A natural fork which Allah Ta'ala has given. So he says, my fork, I washed it myself, I know my fork is clean. Your fork, whether it was washed or not, who washed it, how they washed it, we don't know. My fork, when I'm eating, and by mistake if I hit my teeth, no real problem. But with your fork, if you hit your teeth, big problem. My fork, I can bend. And whenever I want a piece of meat or something with my fingers, I catch it easily. And with you, I see what your fork and your knife, that thing is running this side, that side, to try and get hold of it, capture it, you have a big problem. And my fork, after eating, I lick my fork. And my fork gives off a fluid that digests my food also. Your fork doesn't do that. And to crown it all, my fork is sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And your fork is the tariqah of the Yahud and Nasara. And this feeling also we must have once we are having a meal in Lanesia. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was also with. We are sitting together. And usually in the salads, we all put forks in there also to take out the salad. So you see, when I see this fork, I get so angry. I just feel like breaking it, the way of the Nasara. He couldn't tolerate that also. I say I get very angry when I see it. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, also because of age, old age later, he couldn't sit down on the floor for eating, then he would sit on a chair. But he wouldn't sit at a table. He said that is the shabbu bil kuffar. He says I'll sit here one side, put a little bench or something here on the side, but I won't sit how we normally sit at the table. That also he avoided. He says that is also tashabbuh, though I can't help it now. I'm ill, I can't manage, but I won't sit how they sit. I have to sit, but some other way. Allah give us tawfiq. This can only be understood by people who have got iman and love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For other people, these are all petty things. You people are too making small things too important, and you are sweating the small things. Leave all these things here. Get on with life. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Anyway, we were there. The washing of the hands is so important that if we, for example, we're eating some food, it happens very common that a person, people who are counting money, many people, when they make business, they count their money, you are working in your shop, you are counting money, and then in between, you are eating something also. Now that money you are touching with your hand, the autobiography of the money, if it can speak, where and where it passes, where people hide their money. When this local woman from the villages and countryside come to do shopping, and the way they hide their money, and that money you are touching with your hands now. And with that same hands now you are eating. So all that where and where it is gone with, all its accessories and what it comes with, and you are digesting all that. So it is very important. These things are, deen is a mercy of Allah Ta'ala. It is here to save us from all these things. So kutiba alaykum, so it is for the Allah's mercy. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Rozas are great, great mercy. Kama kutiba alil ladina min qablikum arhamur rahimin. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, Allah is Allah, Rabbul Izzat. Rabbul Ula, the greatest. But how he considers us, where Allah called himself and described himself, Alimul Ghayb, that Allah is the knower of the unseen. Allah described himself not according to his point of view, but from our point of view. For Allah there is no Ghayb. But how Allah considered us, that he described himself, that he is Alimul Ghayb, that he knows the unseen also. Otherwise, for Allah, there is no unseen. So how much Allah Ta'ala? So Allah Ta'ala has made rozas for us and kept everything in mind. Deen is sarapai rahmat. Deen is sarapai falah, kamyabi, success. To ward and save ourselves from all harm. Deen is to save ourselves from all harm. Taqwa is one of the heights of deen. And it is only for our goodness. It isn't to make our life difficult. It is not to restrict our life. It is to give us freedom in the real life of Akhirat. In this world also you get freedom. Akhirat also, what freedom? When a person will go who did not have taqwa, then in the qabr will crush him so much that the ribs of one side will go into the ribs of the other side. At one time, from Raiwind, Merkez, they should send Jamaat in the 70s. I think it started in 72, if I remember correctly. But in the 70s, they should make up Jamaat to go for Hajj. Pedal Jamaat, walking Jamaat. These Jamaat should go to Southampton in UK, either by flight or whatever. From there, they should start their pedal to go for Hajj, 1 year to reach Makkah Sharif. And the system was on all the freeways and highways and byways of Europe, all the cities of Europe they should walk through. They had a vehicle with them where all the food, the bathing, etc., that should go front and reach the place where they're going to spend their day. Put up tents there, little tents for them, and prepare the food for them, etc. And the Jamaat should go walking, doing their muzakara, their talim, etc., walking. And with the people of Europe, when they saw on our food, who are these people walking here? Long, long kurtas, big, big turbans, and they are walking here, and in a very organized way. Jamaat, usually, they pair you in twos, and you walk in a dignified way. You don't cause obstruction to other people as you are walking, etc. So when they came to Bonn, the university or city of Germany, the professors there, this routes were in the newspapers all the time, that today they're traveling this way. So those professors came and meet them. Allah's doing, when they came to meet them, they were doing ta'aleem. And they were doing ta'aleem of the condition of the people in the qabr, that the azab of the qabr, conditions of the qabr. So they were professor university people. They say, we won't just believe like that. We first have to investigate. We'll do research, we'll do tests, etc. So for that, six people who died in one hospital, they dug a massive grave, a big grave to accommodate all six people. And then according to their system, they buried everyone in a different way, one on the right side, one on the left side, on the back, on the stomach, in different ways. And they took all their photos also, how they buried them. They made all their notes also, how we buried them. And after 3 or 6 days, they opened the grave again to see now what they were saying in the talim, whether it has anything happened here. Allah doesn't always show His signs. At times He shows. 3 things they noted. First, that not one of them was in the position how we buried him. His position was changed. And the second is, some of them had ghastly, frightened looks on their faces. You could see that, like something, when something really frightens a person. And a few of them, actually, the ribs of one side were in the ribs of the other side. At that time, in the newspapers, and it was common in the world, the clouds of Islam over Europe. Islam, the only true religion. The newspapers carried these messages. But Hidayat is only in the hands of Allah. A person sees with his eyes a miracle also. But till Allah did not write Hidayat for him, he won't get Hidayat. So this is the true deen of Allah, tabaraka ta'ala, which Allah is. So that full conviction we have to have. And we, without seeing all that, our little children, they have got a yaqeen. Our friend is here. He says one time while they were driving, he skipped a robot or something like that. And a person came and gave a very sharp break and they just got saved. So his little child, maybe at that time 4 or 5 years old, he said, had we died today, so nice. We all should have been shaheed. We won't say that. We say, Alhamdulillah, Allah saved us. But the value of being a shaheed, he says, Allah, we should have been gone straight to Jannah and enjoying in Jannah already by now. So Allah Ta'ala give us that yaqeen. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala al-ladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. The crown of it all is to acquire this taqwa. You cannot become the friend of Allah without taqwa. Taqwa is an essential to become the friend of Allah. And Allah said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. You have got iman, but to become the close friend of Allah, ittaqullah, acquire taqwa. And many different ways Allah have shown. Kunuma sadiqeen. Stay, just be with the righteous and the pious. Which example Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave so beautifully. You are a very poor person. You are living in a place where roza is 18 hours, 20 hours. Hot, 50, 54 degrees. The water of the tap is almost boiling water. And you haven't got a fridge. When you open your roza, you open with that water from the tap. And the hot water. Your neighbor is a rich man. And he's a good man also. So 11 o'clock in the day, you take a glass of water and you tell him, please keep this glass of water of mine in your fridge. And I will collect it 5 minutes before iftari time. So the water stayed in the company of the fridge for 6, 7, 8 hours. The fridge didn't give it any bayan. The fridge did not let it make any mujahada, that you must make tahajjud, you must make read this wazifa, you mustn't do bad nazri, you mustn't make ghibat. He just stayed in its company, that's all. And now when he opens his roza with that, subhanallah comes out from the bottom of the heart. MashaAllah. After this whole wrong day's roza, this cold water. That is kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Just stay there, but don't you on your side, don't you also have any impediments, any rukawat, any blockages for it to have its effect. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Jazahumullah Khair, gave a beautiful example. He says the tawsi, the expansion of Haramain Sharifain, Haram of Makkah, Haram of Medina, in the last few years, 30, 40 years, expansions were taking place heavy. As I explained perhaps yesterday, that the 70s was a time when even there was great neglect. It was at that time the Turkish government told Saudia, if you can't look after the Haramain, we will come back again. We will take over again and we will look after it. Anyway, after that things have changed and now the Haramain are looked after very well. So in that process, the expansion of the Haramain also has taken place. Big expansions. And lot of houses, hotels have come into the Haram now. And in those houses and hotels, there were many toilets also. So that place where we were reading at one time, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khabai. Now we are reading at those places, Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmatik. Because now it's converted. It's no more a toilet now. It's part of the haram now. We are making sajda there. Where could you make a sajda in a toilet? But if a toilet was stubborn and said, I'm not going to change. I'm going to remain a toilet. Then you can't read Allahumma iftah li abwaab rahmatik there. And you can't make sajda there. It can be in the haram of the middle of the haram, but if it still is stubborn and he says, I'm not going to change, it will read. And how many of us, we say clearly, I don't listen to no one. The wife can say, Maulana said this, Hazrat said that, Quran says this, I listen to no one. I do what I'm going to do. Such a person, and Allah make raham. How is he going to change? There are many such people that pride, and they don't realize, they don't want to admit we have got pride. And that anger which is full from pride, that anger, and that anger overflows and you can see it on the face. This person, yeah, you can see, he's not a happy, he's an angry man. He's upset with himself also. And such a person doesn't find peace, not with anyone else, with himself also. He's all the time in a turmoil. So that Allah take that away. But that toilet that humbles itself, oh, I'm going to be part of haram. Oh, marhaba. Yani, what an open heart you are becoming. And now, sajdas will be made there. So if we become like that, Allah will take lot of work of deen. But when we, and this is also a bimari that is more with the scholars, that we know everything. And we got knowledge, and we don't listen to anyone. What we know, we follow our way. That is a very dangerous thing. Check ourselves on Quran, Hadith. Are we according to Quran, Hadith? Then remain firm on that. And also, not with pride and with arrogance. We don't know tomorrow our condition can change. Always have that fear of Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, so kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba alal ladina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun, so that you acquire this taqwa. This is what. So in the roza of the eyes we explained, and the eyes have an effect on the heart all the time. Roza of the tongue, roza of the tongue, what we talk has an effect on the heart. And roza of the ears, what goes through from the ears to the heart has an effect on the heart. And then what decisions the heart makes then, that will control the eyes now. And it will control the tongue now. And the heart will control the ears now. And a person who makes islah of his heart, he has made islah of everything. And the whole body, Allah Ta'ala has made it such. Today everyone is worried of the islah of other people. And almost none are worried of our own islah. The example of this ulama have given that, like in a country, there are many departments in the country, and all the departments have to function properly, and the head of all the departments is the Prime Minister, the President there, Sadr, Wazir-e-Azam. So if he is right, then all his departments will also be right. And if he is wrong, all will be worse than him also. So your heart, if it's right, all the departments will be right. So correct the heart. And if you correct your heart and you came right, then all your departments will come right. So we become right, everyone else will become right. But if the president doesn't want to come right, he's insisting on his corruption, he's consisting on his humanizing, he's consisting on his bribes that he wants, etc., the whole country goes into the complete destruction. So we come right, then every, so the heart has to come right. Then the heart will give the correct instructions to the rest of the body also and everything. And these are two, as we had explained, are two giant signs of Allah also, the heart and the brain. Just one thought we explain what and what it makes a person do. Your whole history changes. One thought comes in your life, I must immigrate to Australia. Yours, your family's whole life now is a different life. I must go to Canada, I must go here, wherever it is. Your whole life changes, just that one thought that comes to you. So this, and that thought is from the brain. And the controller of all that is the heart. So if these two things we get correct, so for that, as far as practical matters are concerned, the rosas of the heart and the mind, practically, which we are, almost all of us complain, is stray thoughts. Wasawis we get. I can't concentrate in my namaz. I can't concentrate in my tilawat also. In my zikr also, my mind is not focused. When I'm making namaz also, I'm thinking of everything besides namaz. I'm thinking of everything besides Allah Ta'ala. Thoughts of Allah, that don't come to me in my namaz. So this thoughts which are from the brain, and the heart controls it, the solution our Buzurg have given in a very simple way. So we start at this low level, and if the minute you correct your heart and your mind, then good thoughts will come. At the moment, normally our condition is, we thinking, even if we try hard to concentrate on Deen, on Allah Ta'ala, what we are reading, but before we know what, we are gone far away. And we were put under such chloroform, when they're going to operate on you, that you don't know what and what they did on you. This wasawis come and put such a chloroform that you don't even realize now you are gone far away. Past in hundreds of years past you are gone. You are with a sahabi kahf now. And you are somewhere where and where you are. Or you are gone in the future. Or you've gone to the east and the west of the world. Then you come to some, where am I? And then you realize namaz is over already. I was out of namaz before I went out of namaz. I wasn't even in namaz. So then all these thoughts which come, and they just take us away. If you just make effort, we make effort on our heart and our mind, keep the rosas of the heart and the mind, then we will find that Allah will come and take us out of their thoughts. And you'll see that you now beckon the presence of Allah Ta'ala. My friend, where you went away? You left me alone? I am the greatest. I'm your creator. I'm your benefactor. I'm the controller of your life. I'm watching you all the time. You're going to return to me. Where you found somebody else besides me? Where you went and find somebody else? One person was walking. He saw a smart lady and he wanted to entice her. Oh, you're so beautiful and you're cautious and you're wonderful. How you walk and how you smile and what he's telling. She got worried. There are danger men behind me. So she came to the door of her house and he's going to come with me in the house also. So she told him, my sister is coming at the back and she's even more beautiful than me. So immediately he looked back. When he looked back, she gave him one slap. Just now, I was the most beautiful. Nobody like me in the world. How I smile and how I walk. Now, I just told you, my sister, there's no sister coming. I just told you she's coming. Now, your eyes are on her. What a liar you are. And just now, you were saying this. So, what is this? Jay? Gee, Allah is giving us His full attention. And we claim also we love Allah. And we're talking about Allah. And I'm Allah's wali. But no thoughts of Allah Ta'ala also. Allah is giving us His full attention. And we're giving no attention to Allah Ta'ala. So it is very necessary that we learn to control this. So these wasawis which come, which is a common thing, it is because we're not looking at the root cause. To fill our hearts with the love of Allah. When a glass is full, then you can't put anything else in there. So if your heart is full with the love of Allah, shaitan's ideas which are filthy, dirty, they won't even, cannot come near this glass. We have to make effort to find the love of Allah Ta'ala. And we have to come in the market to get the love of Allah. And for that is, just think of the favors of Allah. After so much of haram I have looked at, my eyes are still in order. My Allah is, how lot He has forgiven me. Hey, who will forgive his wife? Not one time, 10 times, million times. We are not prepared one time to forgive her also. And with my eyes I have made so much haram. I looked at ghairullah so much. And I honored the things of shaitan, Allah's chief enemy. But still Allah kept my eyes in order. My taste buds are in order. I eat so much, I speak so much haram. I should have no taste in my mouth. I don't know what is honey, what is sugar. I don't know what is salt, what is salty and what is sour. I got no taste. Allah kept our taste buds in order. And how many ni'mat of Allah, as we are sitting now, we are all enjoying a great ni'mat of oxygen. And not only the oxygen, our machine to take the oxygen in our lungs and then to send it in the blood and all the system of the heart, blood coming to the heart, to the lungs and all the carbon dioxide being taken out. We don't even know this. And it's coming out when we are breathing out. And when it's come out, Allah hasn't put chimneys where it goes in and connected it with naturally. The carbon dioxide doesn't affect anyone else. It's gone away. And oxygen, which is for everyone, for the plants, for the insects, for the birds, for everyone, oxygen, and it's for us also. And without us knowing, we are breathing in and out. We are sleeping. We don't know what is happening. Deep sleep. I don't know where I was when I got up. I was in a deep, deep sleep. But my oxygen was carrying on doing its work. And the carbon dioxide was coming out all the time. And oxygen, what ni'mat of Allah. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to, all of you together want to count one ni'mat, you won't be able to do it. So many. So then gain the love of Allah. So see what is the... Then see our namazes will automatically, attention will be to Allah Ta'ala. So for these wasawis, bad, stray thoughts, and many times evil thoughts also. Bad thoughts, so much so that in namaz, a person gets a thought, does is Allah there? Does Allah exist? Is there akhirat? Is there life in the qabr? The complete opposite of what it should be. Shaitan brings those thoughts also. Other terrible thoughts also of our lust and our desires. I'm a big buzurg. I act so pious. But what thoughts are you? And in namaz, in sajda, you're getting all that thoughts. Now how to remove all that? Just fill the heart with the love of Allah. All that thoughts will go away. One simple solution Allah buzurgs give also, Allah has made the heart a super highway. Not only our types of highways, but like a super highway on which everyone is permitted to travel. Volkswagen also, trucks also, buses also, your Rolls Royce also, your Ferrari also, your bicycle, the wheelbarrow, all are allowed to travel on there. It's a super highway for everyone. That is the heart. All are allowed. Now, on that road, if you look at other people, you're going to make an accident. You be very careful, extra careful. There's a big truck on this side here. There's a big payloader going on this side. And if you're going to lose focus, forget them bumping in you, you're going to bump in them. So you just keep focus and don't worry about that. So in namaz, just keep your focus. Let all these thoughts come. If your uncle, your friend, somebody who looks like your friend but is your enemy, he gives you money every day to go to the cinema. He gives you money every day to go to wrong places. You use that money to go to the masjid. He'll stop giving you. So when shaitan brings all these thoughts to take you away from Allah, you use those thoughts to go to Allah. Then he'll also say, this person, I can't waste my time with him. The more I'm trying to take him away from Allah, the more he's going to Allah. The more deeper he's going to Allah. So just learn to focus. And when we'll do that in our namazes, our rest of the life will also come right. When that will come right, all this will go in the heart now. The heart's direction will come right also. And then we will see that our whole life, easy then, nisbat will acquire, nisbat, what is that? Connection. Connection with Allah Ta'ala. That when a person, one of our objects, is not only to correct our outward, our dressing, and we are now Islamic. Beard also, topi, amama also, woman in burqa also. No, the inside must also come right. And not only the inside, and we stop there also. More than that, now our thoughts must be also right. Our love for deen, our connection with Allah. All the time we are connected with Allah Ta'ala. Remember also that to whichever khanqa we are in, whichever buzurg we are connected with, all, let us not stop just at without reaching our destination. Don't get off the train when you haven't still reached your destination. It mustn't happen you are fast asleep and you are dreaming. The train came to a small little siding and you thought it's my destination. And you got off there. You'll be stranded forever. Where you got off in the pundus, in the jungle, and you are supposed to go to the city, and yeah, you got up, yeah, what will happen to you? So on our journey to Allah, don't think I've reached my destination, and don't think I've reached my station now. We have to reach the station, and we have to be all the time. So Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq, that our namaz, we get this concentration, and all this other wasawis, etc., we take it out. And then these two great giant powerhouses Allah gave us, the brain and the heart, we use it right. We will work wonders in the world for ourselves, for the whole world. And our akhirat will be made. And if not, and we destroy and use the great powerhouses which are in any case in the wrong direction, where we have destroyed our lives, destroyed the lives of our families, destroyed the lives of our communities, everyone we have destroyed. Our akhirat is destroyed. Our qabr is destroyed. So Allah give us tawfiq. This is that blessed month of Ramadan where we can achieve great, great things. And let us understand it and work in that direction. And this ayat, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam, and all ayat of the Quran are great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. What bayans and messages Allah has given us, let us avail ourselves of this rahmat which is pouring down. Allah's rahmat, don't put on a raincoat when Allah's rahmat is coming down. Don't use an umbrella when Allah's rahmat is coming down. Open Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, first rain, he should go outside and wet himself in the rain. So in the rahmat of Allah, which is pouring down in Ramadan, don't stay away from Allah's rahmat. On every step, Allah's rahmat is just pouring. Rivers of Allah's rahmat are flowing all the time. Gardens of Allah's rahmat are blossoming all the time. Don't deprive ourselves. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah, accept us. SubhanAllah.